Welcome to the Sub Pop Cult Podcast. I'm your host, Michael McGruther. My goal with this podcast is to raise you up as an organized group of independent creators, all acting in your own self-interest, creating the culture that is missing from the United States. We are being drowned in corporate culture, corporate storytelling that is only about getting you to buy more products and become a better customer. We need unity, we need peace, and we need love amongst ourselves. And we're never going to get that if we keep tuning into the shit show, which divides us among the most basic, ridiculous traits you can possibly find in human beings. Divided we fall is true for families, for relationships with individual people, and for governments, and for the health of an entire nation. It is one of the truest things that is said about the United States, but it's true for everybody. If your family is fractured and broken, somewhere the division took hold and grew. If your country is fractured, it's a little different. The division was planted and encouraged to grow by diabolical government officials who benefit from the division. The division in this country has been monetized for a long time. I think a lot of people on the right generally feel very, very, very duped by our political class, which claims to represent us. They don't. They represent their own self-interest, and they use the pre-written storylines of left versus right as the backdrop for how they can perform, and how they can perform and please the constituents with a little bit of theater, a little bit of talk, but no action. And this is made possible by clever writers of political narrative, particularly headlines that use words that really paint a picture in your head like something is happening. How many times have you read that the politician that you support has slammed the politician that you dislike? Or how many times have you read that the politician you dislike has ripped the politician that you like? Using these words to create pictures of actual combat happening between each other is an advertising tactic. It's a way of implanting in your mind an inception that these people are really fighting each other. You know, the truth is, the news is quite boring, government is quite boring, and a lot of these efforts that these folks put on, I'm starting to believe, is for their own ego so that they feel that they're not doing something that's totally boring. Government should not be this exciting place where all these fights happen and all this, people move from their elected position to being Netflix producers and, you know, getting big book deals and seven figures to explain to us how they governed. This marriage between show business and government is absolutely poison. And it seems like we'll never get over it because everybody's human. Elected officials are human too. Look, I can tell you in perfect honesty that if you take a blue-collar kid like me, you give me too much wealth and too much power, I don't think it would be very difficult for me to turn into a diabolical, weird person that is completely out for my own self-interest. I think it's just part of the nature. You have to know this about yourself to avoid it. And there is one of the revealing things. Our elected officials seem to have no self-awareness. It's almost as if they don't want to try to see what they look like to the rest of us. They want to talk down and tell us how we should see them and frame the conversation. And it's easy to do because it's not just government officials, it's their friends in corporate show business who edify whatever message needs to be edified to move the consumer base in whatever direction is beneficial to the elites. And we give them this free pass by playing along. What we should do is turn it around. And we should first start by telling them, enough projecting your duties onto us. We elected you to handle politics. We didn't elect you to spoon-feed politics to us and then monetize our battles and turn us into competing audiences with separate marketplaces, separate iPhones, separate currencies, separate everything. Divided, fallen, no more the country that anybody knows and loved and that their relatives fought for. This division is a corporate division. It is America, the corporation. And it got too big and too powerful, and some people in the world said, hey, it's time to break up that corporation. That's why our government never breaks up the companies. The companies just keep breaking up the people. But this is only possible because we all agreed to meet at the digital water cooler. A long time ago, in the 1970s, it was the water cooler. It was the place where people in the professional world shared opinions on what TV show they liked. And that was how word of mouth got spread. Or what sports team they liked, or who died, or what politician they supported. The water cooler was the place where people intersected, in small numbers, I'm sure, one or two. Bob and Steve, Karen and Jeff, both end up at the water cooler. They talk a little bit about life, the weather, politics. Did you read that book? Did you see that show? That was a much milder version, and therefore a true version, because it was decentralized. It wasn't part of a network that could be manipulated. There wasn't anybody who could suddenly change water cooler conversations one direction or the other based on lies. It was the place where opinions were shared amongst citizens. So it's a really good metaphor for how the system can work at a local level. But now, all water coolers are connected by the internet. And everything that is said is heard by the internet. Instantaneously shared, instantaneously manipulated. 1 billion people step up to the water cooler at the same time and they say, I don't like this policy. Well, the water cooler responds. It changes the conversation to whatever it wants. This is what's happening in our government and our media and the public that plays along. The strongest thing we have, and I say it a lot because I mean it, is ideological inconsistency. It's a true necessity right now. You have to be willing to say the talking points of both sides whenever. And by the way, if you do this, you'll start to see that that's what they are, talking points. But say them. If somebody challenges you and is like, hey, I believe in exactly what you believe in. Because the goal here is to put everyone's fire out so that we can actually focus. Our goal as free people shouldn't be to violently overcome the system and participate in the theatrical bloating of reality into something that it's not. Our goal should be to collectively manipulate the system to behave how we want it to behave. Because that's what the system does to you and I. It manipulates our behavior so that it actually benefits the system. I believe that independent creators can be the force that corrects this. I believe that when people, in their own self-interest, tell their stories and share them with the world in an independent marketplace that is embraced by Americans who know we have to restore our culture. It's not corporate culture. It's something different. It's very unique because it's so diverse and it all melts into one thing, the American reality. We need to do this to change the dynamic, to reverse the equation. You know, there's a lot of talk and a lot of excitement about blockchain technology and the ability to have transparent accounting. Transparent accounting for independent creators who put their creations on a blockchain system that allows audiences to access it and download it will experience the greatest transfer of wealth from media companies to artists that ever happened. And when enough artists are successful in this new marketplace, more and more will choose to go the independent route over going and soliciting their work to a major corporation that is probably not going to buy it, likely to steal it, and very likely to cut them out of the equation to the lowest possible share. So this is how the culture is going to get changed. This is how America is going to reunite, is when we start re-embracing our roots, re-embracing our old folktale way of telling each other stories about American life. Folk filmmakers are out there. Independent musicians are out there. There's people doing what they can with what they have. Now we as audience members have to join them in celebrating this and making it into a truly massive underground movement. There's off-Broadway and there's pop culture. There's sub-pop culture. That's what I'm trying to create here with your help. Sub-pop culture doesn't sell anything. It doesn't ask you to subscribe. It doesn't market things to you. But it is trying to plant an inception in all the young minds that are listening out there to embrace your independence, embrace this young period in your life. You don't really need healthcare. You don't need all these different expensive things when you're just an 18-year-old kid, healthy, fortunate, to live in a free country and have the tools at their disposal to create content and deliver it to audiences and change the world. That's the mission. It's a young man's job. It's a young woman's job. It's a young person's job. Young people have to do this. You have to dig in and take back the United States. It's the one of the real takebacks. You know, when politicians are saying, "Join me and we will take back our country," they never mean it. They never mean it. They always mean, "Join me in this theatrical pretend take back of our country, but really, sit down and shut up once I'm elected and go away." Truly taking back the country is taking it back through culture. And once we have it, we reduce government to the boring-ass job that it really is. And we try to get the ugliest people to do this work. People that nobody should ever see in daylight need to be working in government. Because, honestly, that's who they are on the inside right now. Let's get these people out of our lives. Let's push them to the administrative office. Let's remove their power by changing their data. But most importantly, let's deny giving them all of our attention. Let's tune out of the show so that the ratings plummet. And tune in to each other so that we grow our culture back to what it truly is. The American story. Divided, we fall, but united, we stand. It is true. And we must unite. If you want to stand together and be empowered and control the way that the nation goes, we have to be united despite our differences. It's the only way. And it takes a little bit of action each day from you and I, and a little bit of deliberate, intentional, ideological inconsistency to befuddle the system so its data is corrupted. Thank you for downloading the Sub Pop Cult Podcast, and thank you for being a part of the new symphonic reality of reiteration. Every time you reiterate something good, every time you reiterate something that is beneficial to us all, you do your part to change the culture. It is a small task that has a very big payoff. So stay focused, keep the faith, and keep reiterating the plain truths right back into reality.
There's got to be some.